Sefer Shin Chavov, Sif Zion. Harechitz bin Nahor, the person who is washing himself in the river. Sorech Shinagev Gufa Yofim. It's a fascinating halacha. The person has to dry himself well. Kasha'olim in Nahor, as he comes out of the river. The river is a carmelis. It's an area of carrying, which is not also to carry the raisa. But the same way you cannot carry in Rosh Hashanah, four amas, you cannot carry something, four amas minatara, you cannot carry four amas, something four amas in a carmelis midrabana. And a river is a carmelis. So when you're walking out, so as you walk out, so you have all this water on your body, you're carrying that water. When a person comes out of washing, he has a large amount of water on his body. So that water you have to dry. He has to dry himself off there in the river, or he has to get rid of all that extra water there in the, as he's coming out. So he shouldn't be carrying all that water. Okay.
Otherwise, it's motard.
That's just because you're carrying.
On Shabbos?
What?
You can go in the water on Shabbos.
Oh, we'll see in the Shabbat. That's a good question. But a person's traveling in Rosh Hashanah. It's raining. So it's raining, I have all this water on me, and I'm walking in Rosh Hashanah. But why is it the same problem? I'm carrying this water. Chazal were not makbid on that amount of water which a person has from the rain. Chazal were not makbid on. Okay. Sakhti Mishabura and Chaf Aleph. Sivkat and Chaf Aleph. Harechitz bin Lahar. Kosu a person. Mishabura quotes, this is actually a Magen Avraham and other Pesachim also. Dunogu Shlalirchitz Kalal bin Lahar. The meaning is we do not go into the river to wash ourselves. Or even to go to the rechitza in a mikvah. We do not do that. The motzi lovely they schitas sar, because it's very common the person will come to squeezing out the hair. And there's an issue of squeezing out your hair. Void kamatomim ayin b'magen avram. And other issues which the magen avram raises. The reason for the minig, the Magen Avraham brings four reasons why they have this minig not to wash oneself in a river. One of them is because of squeezing out the hair. One of them is because there's things floating in the water in the river which you might push away as you go in. The nature of things, when you go in, the water comes towards you. I mean, the person dunks down all the water which is there. Everything in that water will come towards him. As he comes up, and pushes it away. So he might make these things move. Four amas in the water. He says two other reasons, which I didn't call offhand. So that became the minute not to be roichitz bin Nahor. Now we pointed out yesterday from Rav Moshe that so the reason of the squeezing out the hair would not be limited only to a river. That reason would apply in a bathtub. That reason would apply taking a shower. That reason would apply to any of those things. We pointed out from Mishabur earlier as Mashma that the minhag applied in immersing oneself in the river, that was what they used to wash by immersing oneself, pouring water over the head, taking a shower, wasn't part of the minhag. And they didn't, there was, you have a combination of those, all those reasons together, that was the minhag. It's just the problem of squeezing out the hair alone, that wasn't the minhag. It understands the Mishabur. But he says there is a minhag, he says it has become a common in America not to wash, take a shower even on Shabbos. Every person should not do that. Now, Lenin Tevila, regards to be tumbling oneself, and not for the purpose of washing, but to be tumbling oneself in the mikvah. So, Iron the Kameh, we're going to see further. We're going to talk about that in a second. But to wash one's hands or feet, that's permitted as long as you, like the Mitzvah Shulchan Aruch says, you dry off the water before you go Dalet Amos. You shouldn't be carrying that water on your body for 4 hours. Okay. Kisha Oila. You have to dry yourself well as you come out. So what's the learner? So the picture that Mr. Berea has us doing is the guy's getting up in the middle of the river and he's walking back towards the banks. So as he's coming up, there's water on his body. So he's carrying that water. So that's a problem, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you're carrying the water. So he says, you dry yourself well. So getting to the bank and drying yourself well doesn't solve the problem. The problem is getting in the middle of the river to the banks is already you're carrying all that water. So it means, take it, kishar l'samach l'nor, yinagiv nafshe. As he comes out, we're still in the river, you have to dry yourself. Well, you're a club by mayim. You can't walk through the water. So you're a club by mayim shalov. You can't walk with the water on you. Dilma yishkach b'yelach ben dalad amos, because you might walk dalad amos carrying that water. Ken mashmam ized the mabushav shapoish to the kodem sheyer the nor. Sir sheyichem samach the nor. You have to put your clothing nearby. She can't go too far in. Keep the towel nearby. So that you can't carry the water. If you come out from a deeper part of the water, half your body already is now out of the water, you're in the shallow area, you can't go 4 amos because the river is a carmelis. You're carrying the water, dalad amos on the carmelis. The fees there, because she already leads well in the heart when your person's going to Tevel in the river, which we're going to allow Tevila. We'll see in the next step. We're going to allow Tevila. It's very shallow near the edge. You can't go 4 amos in, because when you're going to walk back, you're going to be carrying the water 4 amos. So you don't have a solution. So you're going to have to. You can't go beyond a distance in of 4 amos. So you come out, and your towel's right there. So you won't have to walk 4 amos carrying the water. I guess the other option is. You have a relay station with a guy standing in between who will pass you a towel as you come out and dry yourself as you're walking from the river to the edge. You can't carry the towel either for obviously. You have to then pass it back to him. I'm semi-serious. Like Vito Boy. But now, so he says, so why don't we have the same problem? A person's walking in the street, it's pouring rain, so I'm carrying all the water on me. Why don't we have the same problem? Like Vito Boy, it's not so much water. The chance of carrying the amount of water as you're walking out, the amount which would create a problem of carrying, a fear of carrying, it's not so common to have that amount. So this is obviously not a derisive dikadim. That's not the normal way you carry water for usage. So they're bottom. They didn't answer it in a case where you can't. It wouldn't come. Even it wouldn't be similar to a possible chiyuv derais. I'm very grateful. The mash the pirusha toisus mash mafilu riba amaim nivla belavushoi gav kimur to levels ben. He says that even if the water is absorbed in your clothing, now there the amount of water absorbed in your clothing can be a tremendous amount, but your clothing can absorb a large amount of water. So lachara, that should be a problem. She says, even so, that's going to still be mutter. He tells you to look at the Taz, what the reason is, and I did not look it up.
So why do we make such a big deal about coming out of the river when it's just as possible we can carry a little amount on our bodies, as or even less than the rain possibly?
No, that will. The Shulchan Aruch says that the derech was you come out, you have all this water like sloshing off of you.
Yeah.
Much more than you have when it's raining.
Yeah, I mean, stand up, it rolls off, and at that point you're carrying. Water only stays on you for so long, right?
Right, but as you're coming out, there's all this large amounts of water, so as you come out, if you come out quickly, it's still, you're still carrying it before it's coming off.
You think
as opposed to walking, you don't
within
have...
Within four Dalai Lamas?
What?
You could keep that much water on you in Dalai Lamas? If somebody who's not fully dressed? I'm trying to understand the
understand. It just says that that's because I were worried about there's a large amount of water.
Can I ask a hashkafic question? When we're dealing with these issues where it's like there's a logical, the question I just had in dealing with putting that same frustration into other questions that come up. How are we supposed to view those things? What's supposed to be our hashkafa when there's a difficulty like that?
What do you mean, like something that's undefinable?
No, something where it's logically coming out of the river, you would seem it'd be difficult to carry enough water to be over a hue of a hutzah. For when you're coming out of the water, water's going to roll off of you. And we just said we're not so concerned with rain that you would carry enough to be over. So even with very wet clothing, so seemingly coming out of a river, water's going to come off of you. Oh, it's going to even be less water probably. So
I don't know.
Isn't there some sort of hashkafa that we're supposed to have on these things that when they don't understand all the nuances or
obviously they had a picture which was true and made sense and we can't figure it out, so that's the problem else. We can't figure exactly what they were picturing.
Yeah. So what do you do?
That's hashkafa.
So what do you do?
What's the problem?
It's frustrating.
That's frustrating. It's not a hashkafic issue.
How do you deal with the frustration on it?
How do you deal with the frustration? So we hope to see. Sometimes you can sit and try and figure out what it is. Sometimes you can't figure it out. So you can't figure it out. Obviously, they had understanding, which we're missing. Sometimes the issue is a definition of terms. In other words, I don't necessarily know how Chazal. We have a problem. We translate words into English, and we're stuck with English definitions. I believe that the word bishul does not mean cooking. We usually translate bishul as cooking. So therefore, we translate as cooking. We're stuck with what is well, right? Because things don't cook in a cliché, they don't cook in a cliché, and we see things cook in a cliché. So I'm not sure Chazal's definition of the word bishul and the word cooking are exactly synonymous. Right? You know, that doesn't bother me. What exactly are they picturing? I don't know. I would like to know. I'd like to know because I would like to know more, but it's not a problem. I don't know hashkafic challenge.
No, I don't mean like a global hashkafic challenge. I meant just like on these particular. When these issues come up, I guess that's a proper way of dealing with it. Is maybe we don't understand the nuances of the terms.
Some of it's a question of terms. Some of the question is obviously, you know, they were looking at a reality and they saw a reality. Why we don't see it? So we'll look into it further. And we'll find exactly what they had in mind. Where the situation was a problem. I don't know. I mean, I think when a person's walking, the water and rain is coming down. Unless there's a tremendous, very heavy rain, which is not always the situation. So, at any given moment, you don't want a large amount of water. But over here, you have a tremendous amount of water on you at one time. As it comes off, it gets in your hair, it's in your beard, it's in your and all of the hair parts of the body. You combine them together, you're carrying a large amount of water. So even as the water slops off, you still have a certain amount that you're carrying.
It's like it's under your clothes, it comes up through your pants legs.
Well, this kid, usually when they were washing without their clothes. Right. He's saying the water and the clothing is a separate halacha. That we're not worried about the water and the clothing. That's a separate issue. So you're walking. The only issue is the water on the body. The one on the body, I mean, at any given time, unless you're walking through a marble, you know, you're not carrying a large amount of water in you when it's raining. Right. It doesn't soak through the same way as when a person puts himself into a river. Actually, I don't understand it. I can't help you more than that.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Adam is mutter litzvol b'tumasa b'shabbos. Okay. So we discussed before that being terrible in Kalim was a problem. Or at least it was a potential problem. We discussed that before. So now we're going to say, however, when it comes to a person, So that is what Mishabur is coming from down. All them. Rotsa Lermer. Alva gab the Kli also had to be loy the Tower Raven to Mosse Mishabas and Yamtiv. Nature near Kimasaka and a Kli Ayariz. Even though we said before, to take a Kli which is Tomei, not a new Kaila, we discussed new Kaila was Makoikis. Right? But the Kli which is Tomei, is Man Chazar where they dealt with Tumen Tahara. Chazar said clearly you cannot take a Kli which is Tomei and stick it in the mikveh and make it Torah. The only exception was a Kli which is made to hold water and you could use it to hold your good water, and the water needed to, you needed to table the water to make the water tor, so you can table the kli together with the water.
Right.
Or it looks like you're getting, or if you have mikvah water, which is pure water, which you could drink from, so it looks like you're drawing water. But otherwise, it's clear that your goal is to make the kli tor, that's what it looks like you're doing. You can't do that, you're misakin the kli. So a person who's tummy goes to the mikvah, the same thing, I'm misakin myself for my tumah. Alright? Autumn is shining. And they show near Kimitsanin Atsumu Bimayim. It looks like your goal is, or by a person, my goal is to cool myself off. And since Mikra Adin, a person is Rechitza Bitsainin was Mutter. So to go into a mikvah or a river, or wherever it was, Mikra Adin, to cool oneself off, is permitted. So it's not obvious that I'm doing it for the purpose of Tumah. Now, the feel emo ace core, it's cold out. Regama Mayim Swichamor, the water is somewhat putrid. Shane Derek Lukitz Behem. Right, you have a mikvah which has been sitting. You know, we have this nice mikvah and we change the water all the time. Imagine, you know, the mikvah them was, they didn't, it was this gathering of rainwater. It's out there. It's out there, right? So eventually it became somewhat smelly, etc. So now it's obvious you're doing it for tumah purposes. The halacha is that no, the kavod of the pamuk shalom bo min aderek, from luchos betit betsoya aderek, aderek luchos abeilu. If a person's totally dirty, so the water is smelly, etc., but it's still better than having dirt all over his body. So our scenario is, well, you would do that, even if it's cold and even if it's dirt, it's smelly. It's still, you still want to wash, clean yourself off. Okay, mutter if you yochel itzul kadam hashabbos. So Chazal said it's mutter even in a scenario where you could have done it earlier. The terrible on Shabbos, which women do, if it's not bizman, and if it's not the proper time, or it's it's an area where she could have went earlier, she didn't go earlier. Well, that tefillah was Thursday night, and whatever reason she didn't do it. Now it's, you know, she pushed it up, so she decides to wait till Friday night. So that's she should not go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Now, because of the yofanog, the minhag is proper. You're allowed to tefillah on Shabbos. There's no difference in bisman. It's not because of the mitzvah which ain't mutter. It's just not the chadal the nasirin. So over here, even though the mitzvah cheshbon is raw off because you should have done it before Shabbos. So why are they not doing it? So they say no, it's correct. Why? You shouldn't keep in the safe have minig bismanino lesser b'shabbos lirchutz kol aguf filu b'tzaynin mechanal. We said before we do not wash ourselves the full body and by immersing even a cold. You can't nicker the humishum tvila. It does look like a person is doing it for tikkun purposes, and therefore. When you're doing the tzarach the mitzvah, we're not going to change the halacha of the Gemara, but to do it otherwise, where it looks like you're being misakin, so you should not do it on Shabbos.
Being misakin meaning the nida, from nida to non nida,
right? From tumah to right, from nida to non nida.
Not misakin like you were dirty, so now you're being rovni.
Right, correct. Changing the status of the person.
What if it's not like Rabbi explained before, being like the lady's husband, she didn't want to go. What if the husband was out of town, so she didn't go Thursday night, Friday night? Is
right.
It like
so
he was back?
Be,
or?
No, Pasha's over there, be the same problem. It's the same problem over there. Call correctly. If I call correctly, it's the same problem over there.
No, just to clarify that issue, so seemingly, would a woman be allowed to go if her husband's not in town?
So like this, there's a minhag for a woman not to go, if the husband's not in town. There's a minhag not to go to the mikveh. If for whatever reason a woman can't, you know, wait till he comes back, whatever it is, so then the woman to go earlier, you know, her time, you know, 7 days are off, it's time to go, she goes to the mikveh. But then there's a Kabbalistic issue, a woman goes to the mikveh and is not together with her husband, it's not safe Kabbalistically for the tumors, stuff like that. So Bishop Burr brings in one place that the minhag is... the minhag is she should sleep with a knife under her pillow, because that keeps away the rupes rolls, the evil rupes.
You really do that?
Yeah. I always tell people when they're doing it, they should wrap the knife up well, because it should be safe.
Specifically the knife. You don't go to modern day stuff and do a 12 gauge shotgun, right?
No. Okay. This has a knife.
Okay.
It's like a real knife or like a plastic knife?
I mean, I don't think it has to necessarily be like, you know, a butcher's knife. It could be a, you know, it could be a table knife also. I don't think it's a plastic knife. So I always advise people they should wrap it up well, because in case it moves out while you're sleeping, it should hurt you. Now, it's accepted. I've had it once or twice. I had to tell women this thing, and I remember, I was here in Silver Spring. I hear like the other end of the phone, like, you know, you hear this like. So I usually say, like, this is a Kabbalistic concept. I want you to understand that it's Kabbalah. Anyway,
so no Shabbos afterwards.
I don't think so. I would have to check to make sure. I don't remember offhand. I don't think so, because it's just a minute. Halachically, there's nothing wrong with going there. It's just a minute not to go, because, you know, this way there's no kashushas of the woman. A Kabbalistic, you don't go, but, you know, it's like good for a woman to be in a situation where she's being mistaken with Libya and she doesn't have a husband right
now. This idea of because she didn't go when it was her time, is it some sort of kenas on her that she should have gone earlier? Or?
No, it's just saying that on Shabbos, they go on Shabbos, which has elements of problem. So when you go in the time that you have to go, we're mounted.
But
this is very negay of the Moshe. Even if, you know, sometimes you have a situation where you're trying to pass it on a Shiloh or on a Mara or something like that, or shows me something. So, you know, you're not sure. So, okay, we'll just push it off for another night. If that's another night, it means she's going to make it Friday night, because that's a portion. It's not supposed to go make it Friday night. So, if a woman comes in with a questionable item from a Thursday bedik, a Thursday hefsek. So if sometimes I'll say, you know what, I'll just be mocked around it because I can't be mocked through it. You know, if the result is going to be go to mikveh on Friday night, I have to think twice. I have to think twice anyway, but after I thought twice, I have to think a third time, you know.
Then you should hold that we need to make the pizza.
So why are we worried about the appearance of her being misakin when, first of all, nobody would have a clue whether or not she's in that state or not? And seemingly people don't typically monitor people going to mikveh at that particular hour anyway. So what's the concern there?
See, Mexican Masakin, the concept of Mexis, most Mexis that you have, the problem is not necessarily people will see it, but conceptually people understand it as such, meaning the person themselves will understand it as such. So if this is mutter, then that's mutter. So the problem isn't the people seeing it. The problem is that this action is perceived as X. So I'm going to perceive it like that also, and that I start drawing conclusions which are improper.
Meaning,
Rabba, based on what you are saying, the Rabba do write, near the Mutter Litzvah, the carrier. The man has a carry, he has a mission of a semen. So he's allowed to go to the mikveh to take off the tumah. Why? human is about to come, because Al said that a person was not allowed to learn Torah and he was about Kedah. So Zman Chazal going to the mikvah changed a person from a person who's also to learn Torah, a person who's also to learn Torah. That's a real tikkun. He changed his status to going to the mikvah. So that was, but nowadays the Mora says that the Tekana became Baltic. He allowed a little Torah, even a Balkar is not a little Torah. Generally doing anything from before the mikvah to after the mikvah. So, you know, you're adding some holiness, right? But you're not really changing the person. So where's the Tikkun? So the woman is going before she's also to her husband, now she's with her husband. So you're changing the person. It's a Tikkun. The person who's also a little Torah is with a little Torah, you're changing the person. The person who could not eat Truma, and now he can eat Truma, is Man Chazal, he's dealing with Truma and Taharis, etc. So before he had all these things, before he couldn't go to the Beis Hamikdash, now he can go to the Beis Hamikdash. Right? So you're changing the person. So those are all looking like Tikkun. But nowadays, what's a Tikkun going to the Mikvah? Right? So therefore, since Kimli's Batal, the Kano, Mutter Bataru, Batfili, a lot of learning, a lot of Davin, and Philip Kadam Atfili before you go to the Mikvah, can now, like you said before, Basim and Pefez, Kimla Mesa Kimasak, and I had Tvila. You didn't change anything through the Tvila. The servant, the aim of the Chalak Ben Tvila's carry, the Shartumas. So this is long. Here, Allah, where he says that brings opinions which say that no, you do not go to the mikvah for carry on Shabbos. Chazal said you can't. That once it's there, once you no longer have the idea of rechitza in the river nowadays or in the mikvah nowadays, we don't do that. So now it looks like masakin. So that applies to any tumah. But if a person is being made, we can't stop him. The majority say it's permitted. If the person became tummy before Shabbos, so go to make him before Shabbos. But it happened on Shabbos, so you can be made. If this is the minig is, if it happened on Shabbos, you're making. But you obviously have to be careful. You shouldn't be squeezing out either your hair or the towel. So you have to be careful with those, that's a separate issue. Pashas of Mishabura, it comes out that at least some learn up in the Mishabura, but to go to the mikvah Shabbos morning just for the purpose of the extra kedusha of going to the mikvah on Shabbos, that he was against that, the Gemara was against that.
And the Gemara is going to try to plug that in either from Rava.
Some argue that the opposite. That the mice, you're not doing anything, so it can't be Mexican Masaka. Otherwise, what you have the minig was not so the minig was, it didn't apply to Tevila. That's where the question comes.
Is there only a Lechitza Shash if you do it Becham?
Mikir Adin, the only Lechitza Shash if you do Becham. Like I had earlier in the Simon. But he mentioned before in Sefala, there's a minig. There was a minig which already was in the time of the Morgan of Rome, etc. From the Rishonim already, the Morgan quotes of Mordechai. They became a minig not to be toivel, not to be going to a nahor or a mikvah at all.
That's over here in New Delhi, where we're seeing New Delhi.
Right. That. So that. If you look at the Sukkot and Chafal, so he quotes that minute earlier. Quotes that minute. So that's.
So who based on
so
who is that going like?
End of the day, just for the fun of it. If you want to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, you have to go to the cold one.
So Mishabura before said, you know, dealt with the question in Sivkot and Zion. The most you can warm it up to is Parshurin. Because once it's past Parshurin, then you have a real problem with the Gemara. Right? So you want to tell me that even though there's a minute not to be right, it's but tefillah for mitzvah, we didn't ask. Okay, but once you do it in hot water, you have a problem of this din of the Gemara that it's also.
Right. So when women go to the mikvah on Shabbos, the mikvah is cold?
So it can be pasher, and it says it before, it can be lukewarm. Lukewarm is not a problem. In general, the tefillah that we do for the ladies, we walk a fine line.
Like, how does that work? They have the heat on and it's like automatically temperature setting or something? Or?
Well, nowadays they have fancy ones that can do that. But we walk a fine line because in general we do not, halachically, the water being too hot becomes problematic halachically out in Hilchos Mikvos. There's different shittas how much of the machmir on that. But it's...
what do you mean that a mikvah, to be called a mikvah, can't get too hot?
We do not use a mikvah which is too hot.
So like the steamy hot ones that the chassidim go into,
we don't use it for ladies. Mashiach comes, they're going to have problems with men also. They're going to have to give up their they go to the real hot one, and then after they go to the real one.
Wow.
So what about the woman's hair when she comes out?
So they can't really squeeze it dry. So the best you can do is you can pat it very lightly, and that's about it. So it's a challenge in the winter. It's a challenge. The woman's going home with the wet hair, wet heads. And it's not so safe.
Yeah,
bundle up as best as you can. That's it. Okay, test. So I mean, so the person says, so what do you do? You have a mikvah. The only mikvah available for the woman is taka warm. It's a hot, warm, hot, / warmer than pasher. So the person says, you're allowed to do. You're allowed to go in because the tzarek l'tefillah. You're allowed to go in. Not doing the shemir, you're doing the shem tefillah. You should not stay in there any length of time. Whereas the musik of the guy sitting in the mikvah, Shabbos morning, they have the ksidah when they're sitting there discussing politics in the mikvah, that's definitely awesome. And the source for it is true is Divrei Chaim. He speaks about it. He tries Chai V'Kayim. He says, these people sit in the mikvah over there, spending extra time in the hot mikvah on Shabbos morning. He's very upset at them. So it wasn't me, it's a Divrei Chaim. It's a Chaim Sanzer, it's a Chassidusha, Okay. Test. Mutter Lirchitz Panayat of Aragla, but the Ram Shem Mesirin, Meshirin, Sar. There's certain types of compounds, etc., which the nature was they would pull out hair. So you can't use that. You can't, obviously cannot use that on your face. Certain types of compounds are used for washing, etc., like soaps or certain types of things, which had a nature of pulling out the hair. So if you want to mix them, as long as the majority is from the non-hair pulling items, that's more. So now we're moving away from the tefillah rechitza part, we're discussing the soaps, etc. Mishabura Cafe, Zakat Cafe. I don't feel yesh loizok, and even though he has, you're allowed to wash your face, even though you have a beard. Udin Sarosh, and he has hair in his head. Actually, yisachdim, you can't squeeze him out. You want to use the Rosh animation, meshirim sar. The Slumish animum, revade meshirim. They don't definitely cause the hair to fall out. Sometimes they do cause it. It's not his intent. But he just wants to make himself look clean with this soap, whatever it is. So you're taking this handful of scoop of this whatever type of borax. Right, so your goal is to make you look shine, look clean. So you want to mix your handful of borax with your handful of alum, and make your mixture over there and rub it on your face and wash your face. Okay, fine. So yeah, right. The time, the ultimate ratio. If the majority is from this type of stuff, which causes the hair to fall out, it's definitely going to do it. Also, you should guys is off shemis kavan fully. And you see, you're pulling out hair, which is also the malacha of guys is shearing on Shabbos. Okay, now.
But since we're saying Adasik, because it needs to be considered that the wall.
Your deal's a fascinating question. Like, it's like, you know, we don't think in these terms because we think in terms of soap. They didn't have necessarily soaps. So obviously hard soap you can't use. That's the problem is mamachek, you're smoothing down something. But they didn't use it anyway. So what they would use various different items to rub and clean themselves off. So they used to use bran. Wheat bran.
Okay.
So you can use bran to wash your hands. Well, now we use it, you take wet hands, you mix it with the bran, why don't you have a problem of Elisha? Adding water to flour is the block of Elisha, of making a dough. So why don't you say when you're adding your wet hands together with this Mursan, you're going to create some type of Elisha problem, that you're making a mixture of a solid and a liquid and it becomes like a dough. Hagor, why is it mutter? The gibo kalach yad shori. It's obviously not the, that's not how you. If you want to make a dough, you don't take wet hands and stick it into the bran and make dough like that. Okay, fine. Next point. You can't wash your hands using salt because the water will cause the salt to melt, and that's like the melacha. That's a problem of nolad, causing something to melt, like we had before, causing snow to melt, etc. By warming your hands was a problem of nolad. So using your wet hands to cause the salt to melt into the water, dissolve into the water, is a problem of nolad.
You're going
to be able to go greater than 20 amos. Also, by near Hanukkah. Mukolshken, Mubores, Shekar, and Zayf, Lashon Ashkenaz. Using soap is going to be a problem. Zayf is soap. Boris is something like a borax or whatever it is. Oh, Bashar Kalev. They would make it out of tallow. Because they melt on your hands. Bobby Nerlet, it's called Nerlet, you're making from a solid tulin. So the problem here wasn't because of that you're rubbing down the salad, it would actually dissolve. But the problem is that itself was the problem. The same problem is that you're allowed to wash your hands, you wash your face also with mercy. Even though he has a beard, it doesn't cause the hair to fall out. And you can rub it. You can't first mix the mursa with water, then put it on your face. That's Elisha. What you ought to do is make your hands wet, pull it, then stick your hands into the mursa in your wet hands, and then put it on your face. The water on your hands will cause the mursa to start combining. The bran will combine with the water in your hands. Elocha is just not a problem. The kibbutz klach yadu, that's obviously done in an abnormal way. Now, friend of Shabura Kash, it's very nice. It's with a sheen. One second. We know that if I want to go and do any one of the malachas with a sheen, it's not mutter. It's not chayiv. It's not permitted. I'll be sheyesh lahach or shalagabul. I feel like a sheen in Shabbos. I can't go make a dough if I do it backwards. So why is this okay? We said before it's only mutter if the water was added beforehand already. But since you're not putting the water directly on the mursan, you're just taking it with your wet hands, it's not defined as an act of lisha by definition. But you can't wash your hands of melach, because you have a melach, at times you look at melach, when he washes, the salt will dissolve, and early the rechad is like making a new item. Which was al asr, because it's like making something new, it's like a melach. Now, Well, if it's yada b'mei malach, if you have salt water already, shor b'liyam, what's the problem? Except for the opposite, mishin chav, shivit beis, mishin bura, ayin shor. That's it. It's like the same case we had before. If you're taking snow or hail, ice, and you're chopping it up and causing it to melt, that's awesome. Gam came in times there for this reason. Vayin rogin rum shikasa b'shem shilta kibor sheish matirim b'zeh. The Sirla Dimash also chazal the rasik shela gubor and humishum gzeres schitas peris habilamashke. So the issue over there wasn't narla. This it was. It's like the malacha of squeezing out fruits to get the liquids. So over here, using the water, you use water. Shafa shelag b'bor the memeim heim omdim. We use shelag to melt and get water. So it's parallel to squeezing the thing out to get the water, like squeezing out a fruit to get the water. So we put it under that category. But over here, mekim b'bor is v'sharchei l'vshenam omdim l'mashkan. Over here, your goal isn't to get this liquid tallow. You know, you don't use it for any purpose. What's the chatila? It's permitted. And our burris, which is their type of a soap, which was soft, so it's not really, it doesn't really melt. Kliyama is, it's not an issue of melting, but it rubs off. Kliyama also shumimachik. The problem is that you're flattening something. You're straightening. You're making a flat. So you take a bar of soap. So as you're rubbing on it, you're smoothing it out. The problem of smoothing out wax is the malacha of mamachik. It's a malacha of mamachik, of smoothing something out, which is. And upsikresh is definitely going to happen. Uposha, that's obvious. Yesh is hazar ama yezem ma'oid ad kalashem. So you're very careful with this. Levad kol zem masha barashi daf nun am beis the baris meisher hasar because of Iran b'chenu b'minu kol yisola hakom yisem. Burris has another problem with their soap that it causes the hair to come out, and that's a separate problem. I don't know if our soap has that problem. What's interesting over here, just an interesting birlocha. Take a look at the birlocha. Bashar Kayla. Bottom one of. Give a little bit of pagination. Yours. So I'm your grosh, a dietan is kadas harming Magdalena Poiskin. The af bechol is osir. You can't use caleb even on weekdays. Why? The sicha tishtia. The Tosis in Yuma. The Gemara says that how do we know there's an issur of anshav an kippur of anointing? It says that the oil goes into is absorbed in the body just like water goes into you. So the Gemara makes a drasha that sicha anointing is kashtia like drinking. So the same way drinking is also Yom Kippur, sicha is also Yom Kippur. So Tyson there raises the question, well, according to that, so if I have trefa soap, so I can't ingest it, I can't anoint it. Same, if you tell me sicha, anointing is the same thing as drinking, gets absorbed in the body in an equivalent way, and that's why you can't anoint in Yom Kippur. So I can't take something which is not kosher and rub it on my body, because the same way I can't drink it, ingest it, I can't rub it on my body. So that's Tosis' question over there. Tosis says that it was only halacha by Yom Kippur. But that's the Tosfos sheet over there. That's right on top sheet.
What's the logic to say that?
He's also based on the Steering Gemaras. You know, the more wasn't the pasuk wasn't saying a an automatic rule.
Sicha is like shtia.
Right, but the Gaon Paskins that not like that, and even on the weekdays it's probably sicha is kashtia is not limited. Not like the Tosfos over there, and the other Mishnah Margin Tosfos.
So therefore, according to Grub, we need kosher soap?
You need kosher soap to wash your body. Right, it says, "Meal vinegar oil and lechets with barish shalonu, and asim mechelev." Vinegar is they use your the non-kosher. So they made it made out of tallow, made it out of chelev. Chelev is fat, which is they would take. How do you make soap? You would take fat, you would take lye, and the combine the two. You would mix it together with a little bit and some salt, and mix it together, and they would make soap. So that was the minute to use. That's what they had. Brak Hazem and Dat came here, but only for the very few men are very careful with this. He says, "Vimotzi lahasik berish and nasa shlemi chel." You can get it not made out of prohibited fats. Bavali nochel lochash the days of nasa mokunimza. You should be machmir. If you have available kosher soap, which you could use to wash your body, so you should use that.
Rabbi, I'm sure that you know about the halacha. So where what soaps are?
So the question, which is a fascinating halacha issue now, which some person talk about, is that if I take this and I make it the same way, it's totally pogum and it's not ingestible. It's not right to eat anymore, so I'm not eating it because I'm not really eating anything. Right. So would you have an isser of sikha on such a thing? In other words, even if you tell me this is osir, if I make it to the point where it's not really an edible item, totally inedible item,
yeah.
So as far as sikha should be motor. At that point in time, I'm going to should be motor. So a lot of the soaps out there have that property. Many soaps nowadays do not have it.
So if it's not really if it could never be a food product, then you wouldn't have that issue.
That's the next
right. Okay. Right. So anything that we say should be usher on Pesach, because it could be like let's say distilled or something. Certain shampoos they say and those types of things. Then we should also be kosher that they're kosher.
Rabbi,
it seems like a stira because like
Lulu Kazan's book. One of them, he used to make a list, mention that some of the which companies do not use animal fat in their soaps. Or one of the books had a list of was checking for Pesach, but he used to check for that also. Now there is an issue you have to wear some the really fancy soaps like that you might have a Basa Bacolov problem. That's a real problem because Basa Bacolov is also Bahamno. The rice is Basa Bacolov, it's meats with milk. So that's also Bahamno. So you have some of the really fancy ones like they have these milk salads and milk this buttermilk, whatever,
What's the fat called? I don't assume they write on there, big fat, cow fat.
So some stearic acid, magnesium stearate, all those things can be made. So stearic acid is a fat which usually comes from an animal. It's an animal fat.
Do we call non-kosher meats? Do we call that Basar Bacalov?
No, that's a good question.
Right. So the meat they're using anyway is going to be the
animal. No, it depends.
The vela
does have the Basar Bacalov. And a non-kosher species doesn't have a dinner possible bowl. So they use lard. We're saying lard and milk. Okay, no problem. It's what's about no. Say it's a beef, even though it wasn't a shechted kosher. So there is a dinner possible bowl.
By then, the veil is Darabana. Okay.
Let's hold the harmonies of bathroom for a minute. Let's hold it. We finished through Sif Yud.